The Fed has raised interest rates, so will the ECB too. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. The Federal Reserve has hiked rates by a quarter point, and today the European Central Bank is set to announce whether or not it'll be following suit. Joining me to discuss this is Lina Kamaleva, Chief Economist at G Plus Economics. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.
So what are you expecting from the ECB today?
The ECB is expected to deliver another historic rate hike, although in a world of weaker growth and high and sticky inflation, there is a question mark as to whether they will hike rates by 50 basis points or slow down the pace to a quarter of a percentage point for the deposit facility rate, bringing it to 3.25%. Whatever they do, however, it is highly likely the ECB will signal that that's not job done yet, and then they have more ground to cover to bring inflation down.
What about for the average person in different countries? Are there some countries within the ECB's remit that for higher interest rates that could put a lot of pressure for people who might want to go for mortgages?
There's a real risk that tighter financial conditions, higher interest rates, a higher cost of debt will put real pressure on the most levered, most vulnerable parts of the Eurozone. And that means renewed stresses in along the Eurozone so-called periphery, the southern countries of Italy and Spain and Portugal, but also, of course, more vulnerable younger families with higher debt and mortgage levels and lower incomes. And although wages are rising, they're clearly not keeping up with the pace of inflation. They're about half the pace of inflation at the moment. The risk here is that with the ECB not yet done with its fight against inflation and with global activity slowing sharply, we are really very, very close to the edge of a recession.
Lina Kamaleva, Chief Economist at G Plus Economics, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. Beverly Hills-based lender PacWest shares plunge 50% in after-hours trading as it explores a potential sale. Volkswagen sales grew by 22% to $84 billion, helped by the fact that chip supply issues are getting a lot better. The scale of former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's family fortune has been revealed. It's come to light after his daughter, Bona, filed for a divorce. Mugabe died in 2019. The BBC's Shingai Naoka in Harare has the details.
Bona Mugabe, who's 33 years of age, had said that she wanted the divorce finalized and then a separate suit for the division of assets. And so Simba Chikore, who's a former airline pilot and who married her in 2014, about 9 years ago, then responded and said that he didn't want the marriage to be dissolved, but that if the divorce were to be granted, then he would want the assets split up and for the courts to make that decision. And so then he lays out the extent of the wealth, or what he claims is the wealth of Bona Mugabe, as well as the Mugabe family, tens of millions of US dollars of properties, of farms, of farming equipment, and of US dollars in cash that he says he now wants the court to decide what share he gets of that.
BBC's Shingai Naoka there. After Russia's invasion of Ukraine, several big American fast food outlets left the country. Then up popped similar-looking franchises. Krispy Kreme became Crunchy Dream. Starbucks changed to Stars Coffee. McDonald's is now Tasty. That's it. Now another one has just popped up. KFC's doors are long closed, but in place it's Rustics, another fried chicken outlet that had previously been bought out by KFC's parent company in the 90s. But they're back. So we sent the BBC's Johnny Tickle along to its Moscow restaurant to see if it was still finger-licking good.
I've just entered the restaurant. This is the Rustics on Tverskaya Street, which is the main thoroughfare through the centre of the city, and actually heads straight down to the Kremlin. The area is currently undergoing preparations for the Victory Day parade, which will be televised around the country on May 9th, and I can see a few different military vehicles going past out of the window of the restaurant. I've got to say, visually, it all looks very similar to KFC. It's red and white, packaging, the colour scheme, the interior design, the menu, it's basically a carbon copy.
But what's the food like?
As has become the norm in Western countries, most fast food restaurants here in Russia have an abundance of touchscreens for ordering, meaning there's really no need to speak to an employee. Rustics is no different. Right now, I'm ordering some chicken strips, fries and a drink.
Because Coca-Cola and Pepsi are no longer providing their drinks to Russia, the drink I'm having is called Evervest. It's sort of a fake cola knockoff. It's not very close to real Coca-Cola, but it's actually not too bad.
My order number has just been called, so I'm off to collect my food.
So I've just had a taste of the chicken and my fries, and I can say it tastes exactly the same as KFC. Not exactly the KFC we have in the UK or in the US, but the KFC that was here in Russia previously, which I'd say is not as good, but it's still pretty nice. It's nothing special, but Russians craving a taste of KFC will be satisfied by the quality of food here at Rustics, and I bet nobody will even tell the difference between the old restaurant and the new.
In Moscow, I'm the BBC's Johnny Tickle for Marketplace.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ollie Dalbert-Hansen for producing. I'm Leanna Byrne. Talk to you same time tomorrow.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.